Not so surprisingly, there is nowhere you can go bobsledding in the Kansas City area. The closest places are Olympic Park in Utah or Whiteface Lake Placid in New York. So if you want to create the experience for yourself without making a costly trip, you have to get pretty creative. The best thing I can think of to do is to find a good hill, a decent sled, and if you're lucky enough to have one, a dog named Bob. Fortunately, I do have a dog named Bob. Bob Barker.
Bob.
He's a 3-year-old, 70-pound German Shepherd mix. But getting a giant dog onto a sled is not an easy task. In fact, it's impossible. After a lot of mistakes, frustration, some growls, we decide to make an adjustment. Instead of Bob riding on the sled, he just pulls me.
All right, I'm ready.
The thrill of barreling down an ice-covered hill at any speed with a crazy dog is fun. But it's pretty weak compared to what actual bobsledders experience on a run.
I mean, you're going up to 80 miles per hour around curves with 3 to 4 G's, G-force sucking you in. I mean, it's kind of like being sucked into a black hole going down a windy course, I guess.
23-year-old Anna Nostrand is originally from southern Utah. She's finding a way to make her Olympic bobsled dream come true in Lenexa, Kansas, at top speed, strength, and conditioning. She's training for the 2018 Winter Games. Lenexa is most likely not where you'd expect to find a bobsledder in training. Nostrand is here because of coach and sponsor Joseph Potts. Nostrand first met Potts at Mid-America Nazarene University. She was playing volleyball, and he was her strength and speed coach. When she went home to Utah and started bobsledding, she realized even though she was close to a track, she still needed a good coach to achieve her dream.
He already knows me, and so he knows that he can push me to a certain extent. He knows that he can say certain things and to get me going, and it's great to have that good relationship where we understand each other that way.
Nostrand intends to work with her KC coach over the next 4 years to build her strength, speed, and explosiveness. She hopes to bulk up enough 10 pounds a year to be able to push a sled up to 500 pounds at a sprinting speed. It's a full-time commitment, and it's expensive. On top of training and traveling from Canada to Utah and Kansas City, Nostrand also works a full-time job. She's still looking for people to sponsor her, but her eye is always on the prize.
When I take first place.
She does sprints, core work. Reps of pushing a 200-pound prowler like you see NFL players do in training. And her favorite, what she calls the gold medal drill. She stands on a platform much like a medalist at the Olympics, then jumps off over a hurdle and into a sprint.
You look powerful right there.
I mean, I realized how fun it was and how much I did enjoy it, and the challenge that it brought to me, I just, you know, dare to dream big, you know, go for it.
Though she's not in Utah on an actual bobsled run, Anna Nostrand's off-season training in Kansas City is rewarding. She has a solid support group here. She also just got a new companion, a puppy, that accompanied her to training, a 7-week-old pit bull, still to be named. Maybe she'll consider Roberta. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.